Creation is a jazz session, an improvisation, a creative process, an opportunity to appreciate the illimitability of creativity. Many of you may be asking yourselves, what has this service got to do with science and faith? Or, how did this presentation by the youth group, Why Are You You, evolve? This is how. On March 30th, we in Why Are You You saw parts of the 1997 movie Contact, starring Jodie Foster, in which she plays an astrophysicist who detects alien radio transmissions from deep space through the huge dish radio receivers that SETI uses. The organization SETI has initials that stand for Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. She is much like the real scientist named Lisa Kaltenegger, who is an exoplanet investigator. Lisa leads a group at the Max Planck Institute for Astronomy in Heidelberg, Germany. Lisa is what they call a big data person, meaning that she uses lots of data that is collected from the Kepler satellite and Hubble telescope and various other ground telescopes to predict which planets could potentially harbor extraterrestrial life. To model this, she uses data from the only planet in the universe that we know has life, Earth, us. And our history informs her. Here is a sample. 3.9 billion years ago, our Earth was a brown ocean. 2.4 billion years ago, our atmosphere was nitrogen, carbon dioxide, and methane. Algae were blooming in the sea. After that, photosynthesis flooded the planet with oxygen, leading to an explosion of modern life. In the movie Contact, the aliens who contacted Earth wanted to communicate with us, but for what purpose? For the purpose of connection, to connect, to let us know that we are not alone, to let us know that there is nothing in heaven or earth of which to be afraid, to give us hope and life and joy at having a connection. The movie was created by Carl Sagan, whose novel, Contact, was the source for the film. And Carl, our scientist of the 80s, who reached out to the common man and woman, who popularized the idea that we humans may not be the only life in the universe, wanted to get several messages across to us. He wanted us to think about science being the universal language of truth, of rational human beings. And he wanted us to think about the capacity we have to destroy all life on this planet, too. He wanted so much to wake us up from our own blindness. And that is good. We need those messages desperately. We need to realize how emotional we are and how sometimes we rely on emotion to the detriment of reason. Sagan seems to be saying that we need to grow up. That is one of Sagan's themes in the novel and the movie. Sagan does include faith in the movie also. Many lines of dialogue between the two characters who represent science and faith exist. Actually, we watch the movie because it makes so clear the questions. Where is faith? Is it an important idea? Is belief in God faith? Is belief in science based on faith? What is faith, and how can we define it? Does it have a place in our lives? Does it deserve a place in the life of a 21st century scientist or thinker or teacher or student or physicist? The movie does not answer that question for us, but it causes us to know that these are important questions. Another theme in the movie implies that there is a perceived antagonism between faith and science that need not exist. I say perceived because we do have an obligation. No, a responsibility to think about our faith and our science. Why? Because our lives depend on contemplating these two ideas. Our lives may be the more rich if we consider these seemingly opposing ideas. Rich, because a growing, evolving mind is good. Consider with me, first of all, that there is a lot we don't know even today when we look at science facts. For instance, scientists tell us today that 71% of the universe is dark energy and that 24% is dark matter. What are these two? Even Neil deGrasse Tyson doesn't know for sure, and he is the Carl Sagan of our day. No one knows exactly what it is, and it makes up 95% of the universe. Second, scientists think the Higgs boson field is like glue. To quote Leo Pelonen, head of physics department at Virginia Tech, this particle is the manifestation of a field that permeates all of space. It doesn't give rise to mass, but the Higgs field is sort of like molasses. It fills up space and impedes the passage of all matter. Leo can explain particle physics in a way that you and I can begin to understand it, but then understand, because we are just babies in the universe working on understanding. What does religion call Allah, or God, or the Force, or the mystery? Our understanding is at the beginning. As Tyson says, we are just now waking up. We are babies growing in knowing, but far from understanding. So where is faith in all of this? I suppose you could say it is in the individual heart. Our unique definitions may differ or may evolve. Our explanations of faith may not all be consistent or clear or quantifiable. But many of us see faith and recognize it as the action behind the idea. It is the community bringing food to someone who is hungry. It is visiting a person who is alone and sick. It is caring for a child. It is bringing new life into the world. It is being environmentally responsible. It is doing work every day that supports and nurtures and helps another human or animal or the earth. Or it is contributing to the accumulation of knowledge. It is bringing joy where there was none. It is creating beauty where there was disorder. It is love taking action to heal, learn, help, inspire, or nurture. For some, faith makes all the science meaningful. For others, faith makes all of life worth the effort. Amen.